In the meantime, cling to the things that have been said and join me in the struggle, attracting others to us and influencing them through the way we live. As I always say, anyone who teaches high standards of behavior should first live by them themselves, becoming indispensable to those who listen. So let's strive to be like that and win the goodwill of the Greeks. And we can achieve this if we not only refrain from doing wrong, but also endure it. Consider how, when little children carried in their father's arms hit their fathers, how lovingly the father lets the child vent his anger, and then, when he sees that the child is done, how his expression lightens. Similarly, let's behave, and as parents with their children, let's interact with the Greeks, since all the Greeks are like children. In fact, some of their own people say that Greeks are forever children and no Greek is ever old. Just like children, they don't want to consider anything useful. The Greeks, too, like to continuously play, wallowing in physical and emotional debasement. Additionally, much like children often disregard serious discussions and instead laugh, Greeks, too, laugh when we talk about the kingdom. As a child's drool often spoils their food and drink, similarly, the words of the Greeks, null and unclean, spoil their minds. Even when we are giving children what they really need, they trouble the providers with evil words, and we must tolerate this. Similarly, when they see a thief making away with their property, children don't resist. They might even smile at the intruder. But take away their toys or anything small belonging to them, and they feel it deeply, throw tantrums and stomp their feet. So too with the Greeks. When they see the devil stealing all their wealth, even their lives, they laugh and see him as a friend. But should anyone take away their wealth or anything trivial, they cry and, like children, throw tantrums. And just like children innocently expose their body parts without feeling embarrassed, the Greeks engage in prostitution and adultery, revealing their natural instincts and indulging in forbidden relationships without any sense of shame.